You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Welcome back to Cosplay Confidential. We're here on episode 3.
Jeez. I'm going to repeat every episode in Spanish.
Perfect. Oh. I cannot wait. This is Kiki, a.k.a. Real Kiki Elise, and you just heard our lovely co-host.
Hi, I'm Tori, Polar Phoenix Cosplay.
And on the soundboard, we have our faithful producer, Will.
How's it going, guys?
A.k.a. Will Loves Pizza on Instagram. For our next guest, this is our first non-host guest, and I'm so excited because she is one of my favorite cosplayers, not just locally, but just in general. You may have seen her work as Sailor Moon or as Lust from Full Metal Alchemist or maybe even as Princess Bubblegum. Please welcome Eris, Goddess of Chaos, or no, Discord and Chaos Play. That's what it is.
Eris, Goddess of Chaos Play and Discord.
Thank you.
It's from Billy and Mandy.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That makes so much sense now. Right? It just clicked in my mind.
I know. I haven't cosplayed yet, and I need to do that cosplay because then everyone will get it.
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
It's coming in the works.
So go follow her to see that in the future.
Yes. Her Instagram, if you care to follow along, is would you rattle off your Instagram name for us?
It's quite long. It's at Eris, Goddess of Chaos Play. I don't think that Discord is in there. I think it's just at and Chaos Play. They wouldn't let me fit the whole thing.
Yeah. And if you have a hard time finding that or spelling that, you can check our Instagram for that, which is at Cosplay Confidential. I can talk.
You're so
I
close. Really
can. Proud of you.
I'm so good at talking words with my mouth. So let's get into it. What was your first major inspiration for cosplaying?
I probably my first inspiration was one of the cosplays that I've done as Sailor Moon, but that wasn't my first cosplay. What I actually first cosplayed as, if you can count this as cosplay, when the movie Watchmen came out, I was super into Silk Spectre, and I wore the outfit to the premiere and got a lot of attention on that, and that kind of got me started on doing cosplay.
Cool. So what's your most recent cosplay?
Recent as in completed or?
Yes, most recent that you've worked on, most recent that you have debuted. Worn out in public or debuted.
Okay. I would say most recent debuted. It's been a while since I've actually debuted one. It might be either Poison Ivy or Cammy. But the most recent that I've worked on is for my Satsuki Junketsu, which is very revealing and coming up for Colossal Con.
So you've done swimsuit cosplays. You've sort of run the gamut as far as covering up versus not covering up.
Right.
Do you feel more comfortable in one versus the other?
It doesn't really make a difference to me. I don't think there's anything shameful about showing skin because we have bodies and there's nothing wrong with them.
Right. What's your favorite cosplay that you've worked on?
It might be Satsuki. She's been a handful, but she's gonna be really fun, and she's my first armor build, which is really interesting. My friend Danny, Final Echo Cosplay, has been helping me make that. And it's been a challenge. It's been a lot of learning, but it's also been something that I picked up more quickly than I expected. So it's been fun.
So working on armor, so that's a new skill that you've been learning. What other skills have you picked up working on cosplay?
Oh, geez. A lot, working with different fabrics. I would say that when I first started, if you gave me something stretchy to work with, I would not be able to manage that. But now I've really started trying to work with different fabrics and consider the fabric more when I'm working with it to make the look that I want. Probably also wigs. My first wigs were a little bit atrocious, but through cosplay tutorial videos on YouTube and just trying what works, I've really found that I'm pretty good at making wigs now.
Do you have any questions that you'd like to ask?
Yes,
right now?
I have a few. If you, I gave you all the money and all the talent in the world right now, what cosplay would you make?
Oh, God, that's hard. I don't know. I feel like it's difficult for me to, like, pick one thing because, like, most of the things that I've wanted to do, I've just done. I'm not really somebody who lets money and skill set get in the way. I'll just do it and figure it out.
Totally fair. I am not the same way. I'm intimidated by everything. What is your favorite cosplay or convention memory?
I would probably say it was ColossalCon last year. All of my roommates had left and I was just like there still and I had a box of wine and I text my friend Danny and I'm like, do you want some hotel wine? Do you want some car wine? And I bust into their room and I'm like, guys, I get the hotel car box wine. And it was just the most anticlimactic thing because I like put a cup under there and like offer people it and it just pours out so slowly. But it's like the best memory. It's so hilarious.
That is definitely a ColossalCon memory for sure.
Sounds like the epitome of the ColossalCon experience, yeah. From what I have heard.
I can't wait to do record episodes after ColossalCon this year. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, Colossal's wild.
How long have you been going to ColossalCon for? Since we're on the topic,
last year was my first year going. It's definitely one of my favorite cons, if not my favorite con. And I think I'll probably go back as long as I'm cosplaying.
That's awesome. Is there like a dream convention you've always wanted to go to but couldn't?
There's one, I can't remember the name of it, but there's one in Seattle and David Tennant is at it and he's like always there for it and I just want to meet David Tennant because I love him.
Is it the Emerald City Con?
I think it is.
I think so too.
I think that's what it is.
I've heard good things about that one.
It's like the only guest that I care about meeting.
A lot of great cosplayers go to that one. Mm-hmm. And I just see their stuff and I'm like, it's so far away.
Right. Well, and the location's beautiful as well. So
great for pictures.
Yes.
Should we do a couple of these?
Yeah, let's do some live ones.
All right. So we're going to go live on our Instagram and read off a couple of our questions from people who've written down on our Instagram for our lovely guest. So if you're listening to this and you want to have a question asked for a future guest, go on that and keep an eye out for when we're requesting people. Are we good?
We are good to go.
So our first question is from Harleen Quartz Cosplay. How do you choose who to cosplay?
I think there's a lot of factors involved. For instance, like Sailor Moon has just always been a show that I've loved and I've always related with Usagi. So that was like a very clear winner for me. And then I'll just be watching something and usually it's like the most badass female bitch that I can see, like Satsuki or Lust. I'll just see them and be like, yes, she is a queen and I need to cosplay her.
And then from Starlight Loving Cos, who has been your favorite character to cosplay?
My favorite? Surprisingly, Cammy. I didn't think that I would really love the cosplay that much, but Jim Cosplay and Army Vet Girl had invited me to their cosplay group and they wanted me to be Cammy. So I was like, well, of course, I love you both and I will totally do that. And then I did Cammy and she's been so fun. And like, also, she's really comfy to wear.
Comfort is key, yes. I have found.
Definitely.
So we have one more question from our fans. So we have Sunny Absol asks, what was your most difficult cosplay?
I would say Satsuki. Like I said, the armor, it's been difficult. If not Satsuki, then that Princess Serenity that I did for the photo shoot for New Year's Weeb, because I made that in like 3 days and I literally put my blood into that cosplay.
That's
literal blood is a big thing.
I was cutting myself in the scissors, styling the wig, and I kept going.
Power through.
So you imbued like your essence into that cosplay.
I did.
Blood. Good. before we ask our ultimate question, what are some challenges that you've faced in cosplay over the years?
like I said before, the fabrics, different fabrics and how they work on the sewing machine. A lot of the wigs have been difficult to figure out because characters' hair is so much different than real life hair, and it has so much ridiculous shape and volume that finding the appropriate shape for it is very difficult. Like, for instance, when I did Panty from Panties and Panty Stacking with Garter Belt, like her hair looks like it's just kind of like a down looking kind of style, but like it's also really ridiculously voluptuous and like spiky almost. So she was really hard to figure out, and wigs in general are.
Yeah. What is your advice for cosplayers just starting out or people looking to expand into the cosplay community?
I would say draw inspiration from those around you. Look up tutorials, watch YouTube videos, just really take a really good hard look at people's cosplays that you admire and try to emulate what they're doing. There's so many cosplayers that are willing to help that there's no reason not to reach out and use all those resources that are available.
Right. And it's sort of seems like it's using the skills, finding out what skills they're using to make certain things, but also making it your own.
Right. Exactly.
Because like your Sailor Moon is way different than, you know, if Tori did Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you can easily look at somebody's cosplays and, like, be like, oh, well, they use stitching here and they use, like, hot glue here and maybe, like, a couple of ribbons and some, like, steely bendy stuff here. But, you know, some people don't have access to that, so they have to get creative with it and find what works best for them. Because some people can't sew and some people can't make armor. So you just got to find what works for you.
Right, exactly.
Have you found a big difference in armor and sewing?
Definitely. Sewing is a little bit different than armor because it's more of like you make the thing and you finish the seams and it's just there. Armor, you make a vague shape and then you sand down to get the angles that you need, which is kind of a hurdle that I wasn't expecting when I first started sanding. But it also gives you a lot more dimension in the shape, and you don't have to necessarily be as precise when you start out because you can kind of just like mold it into what you need it to be.
So would you say you prefer one over the other, or would you say they're too different?
I think they're too different to compare them, really. I maybe a little bit prefer armor because it's much more malleable. Sewing, you make one mistake and it can just be the end. You can always go back and fix armor, I feel like. And then the second time you make it, you already know what to do, so you can just power through it really quick.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, we have one pressing question that the Podcast Detroit studio has asked us to ask our cosplayers. Will, would you like to ask that question?
Yeah. So you talk about you doing some armor and use a lot of different material in cosplay. So how do you pee?
How do I pee? Well, it really depends on the day, I guess. If I'm wearing like a bodysuit, like everything's going to come off and that's how it's going to happen. But, If not, then, you know, just the normal way. Just standing on your head on the toilet seat. That's how you usually pee, right?
I think so,
yes,
yeah.
That is correct.
Oh, cool. It's correct. Cool. I was scared for a second.
No. My favorite part is that the look on her face, she didn't falter. She just...
Poker face.
It's a serious, legit question.
That pop-up poker face.
She does have it. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you coming on. Is there anything that you would like to plug as far as your own cosplay?
I mean, my big thing is my Instagram page. I don't love the whole Facebook thing as far as for cosplay pages go. I would just check out my Instagram page, and it is at Eris Goddess of Chaos Play. And yeah, I'd love to see you guys and see what your cosplays are and follow you back.
You have any upcoming cons that people can find you at?
I'll be at Colossal, and then I cannot remember the one. It's on July 6th. It's right after my birthday.
Is it Anime Midwest?
I think so.
Yeah.
I just one of my friends books most of the hotels, so I'm just like, all right, we're there. I'm showing up.
Do you lean more towards anime cons then versus Comic Cons?
Oh, definitely. I feel like I don't really like Comic-Cons as much because it just seems like a huge dealer's room. And anime conventions just have so much more to do with them, and it's just kind of more laid back, and you can kind of party more.
All right. So thanks again. We are going to start wrapping it up with Tori. What do you have to plug?
Hi. So my Instagram, if you're still not following me, even though you've been listening to these, I am at @polar_phoenix on Instagram. And then on Facebook, it's Polar Phoenix Cosplays. I don't post on there as often as I do my Instagram, but you do get some really fun live videos on that one.
Premium content.
Premium. Definitely.
Oh, sorry. That's for Patreon.
No. It doesn't exist yet. It's premium on my Facebook because I post things of my dog.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. Absolutely. We have, let's see, my Instagram is @RealKikiElise, RealKikiElise. My Facebook page, again, I don't post as much on there, is Kiki Elise Cosplay. And our Instagram page for Cosplay Confidential is @CosplayConfidential on Instagram and Cosplay Confidential Podcast on Facebook, which should be up by the time this airs. And Will, what do you have to plug?
Check me out on Instagram @WillLovesPizza. And then I've been practicing this, so this time hopefully I won't mess it up.
Uh-huh.
make sure you check out ripapparel.com, RIPTAPPARELL.
Yay.
.com. Use code Wookie10. Wookie is two E's. Get 10% off. They have awesome t-shirts. Designs change every day, 24 hours. Plus, they have a huge backstock of awesome rad tees. Check out my Instagram. Most of the shirts I wear on Instagram are from that site. Also, we record here at Podcast Detroit in Detroit, Michigan, and is sponsored by Falling Down Beer Company. Check out Falling Down Beer Company. Get $1 off. You tell them Podcast Detroit sent you.
Awesome. Well, I think probably for a third time, thank you for joining us, Eris.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And thanks, everyone, for listening. And until next time, I'm Kiki.
I'm Tori.
I'm Eris.
And Will.
Keep creating, inspiring, and sharing the love.